Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite weekly podcast, the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. The number one Tubi-related podcast that is hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one half of your Australian team, Super Marcy. Thank you for joining us. This is episode 138, and it's also my pick, and we'll get to that momentarily. And of course, joining me is my other Australian counterpart. He is the terrible Australian. He is Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How's it going, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Not too bad. A little annoyed Tubi removed my pick before I could do it. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Indeed. I guess I'm a little upset that your original pick wasn't chosen, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm also not sorry either, so.
I mean, shit happens when Tubi takes our picks off and then put them back like a week later.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, up next is our Canadian brother from another mother. He is the professor of all things science. This is Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How you going, mate?
Professor of science and now conveyor of computer repair.
We are all on the trying to work out what's wrong with the computer train.
Craven possessed my computer with the demon somehow when he reincarnated. That's the only thing I can think of at this point.
It's one of the lost regenerations that just like possess the computer, I think.
He's got a button somewhere and he hits it and my computer just crashes. I know it.
I know. We gotta have a word to that boy. Really do. And last but not least, he is the most American of the Americans. He's our Canadian. I mean, he's our American brother from another mother.
That was me.
Bloody hell. He is Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin. How's it going?
I fucking wish I was Canadian. That would be so tight.
You could have a cool
trouble.
Accent.
Two Canadians on this podcast that smoke weed?
Yeah.
Game over. End it.
That's trouble. No, I'm doing good. This nice little contrast is making me look like I have leprosy, but I mean, other than that, I'm doing so well.
It's your A24 filter.
It is. It's my A24 filter.
No, I was gonna say, Colin, with this filter, you look like the killer in the remake of Black Christmas from 2006. Or the Yellow Man from Sin City.
Jeez.
Oh, don't get me started now. Hopefully this movie doesn't kill me.
It might. Speaking of which, since my original pick, which was going to be Steel, starring Shaq, the greatest of all actors, It's no longer on there. I don't know why they made this big deal about having DC content, and now there's like nothing on it. Maybe it was a short contract. I don't know. Instead, I've gone with a film that I've often thought about picking for the show, and it just feels like, yeah, if I can't do what I picked or wanted to do originally, I'll go with this one. And in the vein of Bede picking a video game adaptation a couple of weeks ago, I have picked one of the very early video game adaptations. I think it was the second one, actually, with Double Dragon, starring Scott Wolfe, Mark Dacascos, and a lot of weird shit that goes on in this movie.
And Robert Patrick.
That, yes. And that means we've met an actor in this movie, Pete.
And exactly. And also, Marcy, the fact that even though we haven't even started watching the movie yet, but we have seen this movie a few times, and I think it's safe to say that Robert Patrick is an automatic best supporting actor contender.
Oh, 100%. 100%. This, we did try to do a commentary for this a couple of years ago for the Super Podcast, but the recording got lost. So... yep. I'm like, okay, we're definitely due to actually have a recorded and released episode of Double Dragon. So that's the pick. And let's get straight to it. Bede, lay down the ground rules and all that jazz if you can manage to do it today.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So what everyone needs to do is look up the film Double Dragon if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And from what I understand, it is currently also playing on the Tubi Australia, so it's easy to find. So we're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count it down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Hello there.
Ooh. I like that one.
And then once the ads are finished, Batch will play the sound effect again, and we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way our audio commentary can still be in sync. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Double Dragon, first of all, how dare you?
How dare
I'm pretty
you?
Sure. Exactly. I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Cullen, are you ready to have a double dose of awesomely bad video game adaptations with Double Dragon?
Yes.
I got my quarters. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to press start. Let's go.
Alrighty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I can't do the countdown on my fingers properly.
Marcy doesn't know how to count.
I don't. Maths is my not my strong suit. It's the other thing.
1, 8, 99, 0, -4.
Yes, that equals Moonstone Entertainment.
I didn't realize
my
all those numbers.
My kid just got one of those for his birthday.
Dramatic music.
So, So this movie is based on the game, and the game Loosely. Was two brothers just fight bad guys because their girlfriend got kidnapped. This yes. movie just makes a whole weird plot, and I don't get it.
And then in the video game, it was revealed that the one brother kidnapped the girlfriend, and he was behind it the whole time.
Yep. But they're double dragons. Look at that font.
Somewhere in China.
Title card.
We're just somewhere at some
somewhere
point.
In China.
In China.
Somewhere in China.
Which is probably LA.
Is this the same set from that third Ninja Turtles movie?
It could be.
Actually, it might be.
Hey, it's that guy.
That guy that's in everything as a henchman.
Isn't that Al Geog? Isn't that his name?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I prefer that guy.
Yes. There's a ninja.
Look, one way or another, because my pick got taken off Tubi, we were going to have some kind of fighting movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to do a double feature, but then I I thought I might actually save this for down the track.
Ooh.
It's actually a really, like, terrible double feature.
Is it Triple Dragon? Who the fuck Shredder is this? He's like, he just looks like they just stapled foam to his ass. Like shiny ass foam.
Ninja Turbinator had an upgrade.
This is what happens when he loses the wig.
We should have had Ninja Terminator 2 be on this episode. He would have actually had a lot of insight into ninjas, but he's still in the hospital from trying to rescue Louise.
Yeah.
That is true. That poor guy.
I know, he's like the coyote from the Looney Tunes. Just never goes right for him.
Tinkling.
Those damn security. Tinkling. Those damn security geese.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, geez. Who gave them guns?
Oh, look, it's a mobile phone from the 90s.
Whoa, it's a pretty blonde lady.
Oh, hi, sexy auntie.
It's a sexy auntie ninja from the 70s.
Oh,
what's up? Meanwhile,
trademark that for a 2B movie. We're gonna write sexy auntie ninja.
Yes. Also, this is 2007.
I'm disappointed that 2007 didn't look like this.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, it did. It did. Look at that dude. He's dressed in dress in 2007.
Look at that fade.
This is what happens when the T-1000 and Vanilla Ice had a child.
They're like, what the fuck? We gotta get out of here. Why is that shit fucked up? Damn, Pam Anderson, you look real good in this movie. Mersh.
No, I heard Mersh.
Bede, how many subscribers for the Robert Patrick outfit?
Oh, that's free. That outfit is for free, including the hair.
Well, we gotta make this happen now. Next week, you gotta come dressed in this outfit.
I'll try to. God.
Bede, I found you an out for these Patreon outfits. You just need to go to Fiverr and get someone to Photoshop you in each of these outfits.
Oh, that is a good point.
Didn't you reface him with your face at one point? I want to say.
No, I did that for Vanilla Ice in Cool as Ice.
Oh.
But to be fair, though, they look exactly
the same.
Look at this amazing 1993 or 94, whenever this movie was, CG.
Gotta hide that pimp chain, girl.
It's Scott Wolf.
He was looking for a party of five, but he just got a double dragon.
Now, did he start this movie before or after?
That was a bad joke, Marcy.
Now, did he star in this movie before or after Party of Five?
I don't know. I might have been around the same time. I can't believe I got a buzzer because that was the worst joke I've made ever.
Okay, so let me see. All right, so... Double Dragon came out in November 1994, and Party of Five premiered on TV in... Let's see.
You have to tell me. You're the trivia person.
September. So literally 3 months before this movie.
It was kind of the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, Scott Wolf actually... played a Fug uncredited in the first Ninja Terminators movie. I'm just looking this up right now.
In the first Ninja Terminator movie? What?
What? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wacky. I was very confused. I wish there was a Ninja Terminator 2.
Sweep the leg!
Finish him! Put him in a body bag!
Yeah!
So I guess he made this movie before Party of Five. Whee!
Trick it. Oh my god, he fell for the weakest trick in the book. They're just cheering because he's doing fucking Three Stooges shit.
Well, that's part of karate.
Yeah, it totally is. You got to do all the Three Stooges stuff.
Now, who got points on that?
Noogies are 6 points. He got robbed.
Well, they lost because he acted like a moron.
Actually, oh.
Billy.
I'm just looking at more of Scott Wolf's filmography. Before he made this movie, his previous movie was called Teenage Body and Klepto Clyde.
What?
I've seen that. It's on Tubi.
Nice.
Eat some fish, butthead.
Whacking.
Marcy, they couldn't say fuckhead, so they have to say butthead instead.
Turns out Billy doesn't know how to fight.
Well, this is always, I think, is funny when you have two actors, like, ECW, meant to be martial artists. They always cast someone who actually is a martial artist and pair him up with someone who. It's the Super Mario Brothers.
It's Jack City.
It's Asylum Super Mario Brothers.
Oh my god.
It's the Super Tamario Brothers.
Fuck off.
Tamario. Is that who Toby and his Italian cousin were before they died?
Yes, I think that was them.
Ooh, it's my good friend, George Hamilton.
Well, there's apparently a curfew in 2007, New Angeles, or wherever the fuck this movie set.
I know. To ask your question, yes, that was me in a previous life. That was it's an empty dickhead.
Look at that nerd.
He's a fucking nerd, but I had. But Bean's not here.
Why does that guy have an oxygen mask? It's Andy Dick.
It was 2007.
It's Andy Dickhead.
I mean, that's true. Quick, get inside. Curfew. What is this? 3 years ago, when we had to be in our house by a certain time?
Our Chief Delario. He's with my cousin.
La Canada.
12 minutes of curfew.
See?
But anyway, so I meant to get back to making some pasta with my ectoplasm, and so I shall will come back a little bit later. Bye. Boo, believe
me. I think this movie was really optimistic about the way Andy Dick's career would go, because I don't think, even in 2007, he would have been hired as a weatherman.
Nah, he would just be like trying to feel up all the news broadcasters. Ad!
We're only 9 minutes and 58 seconds into this movie.
Oh. I think I heard a coo.
Why are all these animals around here today?
Yeah, I think. Was that an ocelot?
No, that was a buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Reed, we all know you love your ocelots. There's a dating app for that preference.
Ocelots.com.
Exactly.
No, ocelots. There we go.
Oh, fuck off. That's terrible.
Ocelots. That's a good one.
Oh, we still got an ad. There we go.
Hey, it's me.
It is you.
It's my job.
Taking a break on the roof.
Get to work.
I know.
Yeah, stop taking a break. We are back at 10 minutes. Now, Bead.
Yes.
Since you're the trivia guy and my memory sucks. Was this, like, early for Mark Dacascos as well?
I believe so. Let me have a look. Little Mark Dacascos.
Because he was in a lot of stuff, like, after this in the 90s. And then, of course, he, like, he hosted Iron Chef.
Hmm. Well, I think the movie that kind of broke him out was Only the Strong. That was the film that kind of broke him out because he was the lead in that movie. And then this was, like, his follow-up.
Okay.
And he was also the TV Crow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's a dude.
And I always keep forgetting he was also in The Island of Dr. Moreau.
And he's kind of the villain in John Wick 3. Exactly.
It's a trap.
Oh, shit.
Although it's a trap.
It's the gang from Wish. It's from Death Wish. The gang from Death Wish. Where's Charles Bronson?
Look at that hair.
These look Bobo.
That's not a Bobo.
Boa Bobo. Boa Bobo Fett.
He can bench press 800 pounds.
That's a lot. Bobo should be more jacked than that guy.
Why are they called the Mohawks gang? Because they all have mohawks.
Look at his mohawk, the guy in the background.
Colin, you were robbed of a massive mohawk like that guy in the background.
Yeah, that this one. Happen. I never did that mohawk.
What's with his, like, weird style of acting?
Was that Jesse Eisenberg back there?
It might have been.
Probably.
Whoa!
I mean, that's what he gets for trying to steal her pimp chain. That's all this movie's about, is about pimp, who has the pimp chains.
Yeah, who was the pimpest of the pimp chain for the double dragon power?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want fucking the T-1000 to get it. Get down!
Merce just wants to show off her butthole.
Oh, this song is so tight, by the way.
You know, it'd be really easy if cars could just fuel on our trash. And we could just recycle the trash.
Who put a rocket engine on the Griswolds family?
the Woody.
Whoa, look at these cutting edge graphics.
Hell yeah, Billy Lee, baby.
Oh my gosh.
What did you find out, Bede?
One of the co-writers of this movie, Michael Davis, also wrote Pre-Hysteria.
Oh.
That's such a good movie.
However, he also wrote Pre-Hysteria 2 and 3 as well.
And currently, the Pre-Hysteria movies are on Tubi.
Mm.
I didn't know there was more than one.
Yeah.
Neither did I until we found Tubi.
But also, he wrote and directed the underrated awesome action film from the 2000s, Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
Oh.
But also, another writer of this movie, and it's a name that we all know, is Paul Dini.
Oh, nice.
Yes, of Batman fame.
Mm. And this is how the movie turned out with talented writers.
Grew up on that map. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, because in 2007 we used maps.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's post-apocalyptic, so we didn't have technology that, you know, worked.
Yet.
The teletracker.
Mersh.
Now, nothing beats, like, early 90s, like, computer and technology stuff.
These are 2007 Teslas.
That's the Cybertruck. Because it looks so boxy and square.
Oh my gosh. The director of this movie also directed the music video for Yo, Cousin Vinny by Joe Pesci.
Damn! You know what we're missing on this show? A Joe Pesci movie.
Well, that is true.
The video games suck, man. What did he say? I don't know. It just looks like they're jacking off the joystick.
I mean, that's true.
They mistook it for an emu's neck.
Yeah, they just came. Mersh, baby, get off.
Mersh just wants to show her butthole.
Well, my annoying friend is in his bed.
No.
Mersh that could is just happen. Really...
Oh. It's like one of those logs from Back to the Future 3.
It's as if they had the Griswolds family car to try and make a time machine out of in Fact of the Future.
I just made that joke 5 minutes ago.
I know. I can't stop thinking of it as the Griswold car since you mentioned it. Is he calling him ugly, as in ugly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hobo, ugly. Whatever his name is, gets a sad trombone for that. Danger!
Will Robinson.
Yes. Whoa.
Mersh, you can't drink the bong water, Mersh. I'm sorry.
Mersh, that's not the catnip you're after.
Mersh, stop rubbing my fucking monitor. Come on. Get out of here.
I mean, just, like, looking up the director of this movie. True.
His rig's a bit fucked.
James Ugrich, and I'll probably butcher his last name, so please forgive me if I have. He's directed tons of music videos for a lot of people, including Phil Collins, Genesis, Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Gloria Estefan, REO Speedwagon, and Pat Benatar.
You can clearly see how that is, like, bold capped on with the mohawk on both of them.
Yes.
And this is crap quality that we're watching.
Hoo-ah! Broomhead?
What an insult. I'm going to sweep the floor with your skull. Whatever the fuck.
I love that both Scott Wolf and Mark Dacascos are couple coordinated.
They are. And it's weird. In 2007, they're wearing like 1993 fashions. Those guys there? It's called camouflage.
Topical. Oh, I guess it was these guys. It's Alyssa Milano.
And she went from, like, making, like, Commando or whatever to this.
Alyssa Milano.
This is before the vampire movie, right?
Yes. Embrace. Oh! That's the first of many ass shots you get in this movie from Alyssa Milano.
It's almost like that's why they hired her.
I mean, that's true.
And but weren't her and Scott Wolf dating?
I think so.
At the time, or they met and date or some shit. It's like one of those things.
I'm not exactly sure.
She's wearing the Nasty Boys rain jacket.
It's the gangs of Nasty Boys fans.
Those damn Nasty Boys fans, like, taking over L.A.
It's New L.A. or whatever it's called.
This movie takes place 50 years after the L.A. Wars.
Yes.
This is what happened?
They say it's New L.A., but it looks like old L.A.
It looks like trash L.A.
Trash L.A. So
actually, that's how Los Angeles looks right now. With all the homeless people.
Oh, God. Look, L.A. has a weird smell. He said the mystical powers of the dragon are far too dangerous for one person to possess. Oh, Colin, we get the backstory.
The dragon. I made a promise to
myself. God damn it, I was talking all on mute. Fuck.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So she's
I made a really
be...
good joke about their brotherhood. Damn.
It's the brotherhood of the wolf.
Oh!
It was like two references in there.
How are they related? They're not even the same race.
They're adopted.
You're not supposed to say they're all adopted.
Oh, spoilers. I didn't know that. I never saw this movie.
Yeah, she's their adopted mother.
I actually don't remember if they're meant to be adopted or foster brothers or they had the same dad or something. I don't know.
Actually, I think...
Which one's their girlfriend? Right, so where's
the on button? That's like, surrogate mum or something.
Yeah.
Even though she looks the same age as them. That's beside the point.
All right, so according to what I'm reading... On, no!
This lady!
That's Alyssa Milano.
No, it's not. We saw Alyssa Milano before. She had blonde hair.
Oh, that's right. She has that big, short, little bolt, like boy cut.
Yeah. By the way, Marcy, Mark Dacascos has the 90s teen boy haircut.
He does in this movie.
So far, no bowl haircuts. I'm a little disappointed.
Okay, she's their legal guardian, but they're meant to be orphans.
Ah.
Which was disappointing because they auditioned for Dragon Sound, but they weren't dragon enough.
Orphan enough.
Damn, but they were dragon enough to be double dragon. Also,
yeah,
if I still
smoke that.
Cigarettes, I would totally get a cigarette holder like that.
You can totally see the ball cap.
You can! It's so obvious on all of them!
This movie would have been even more hilarious if they revealed, like, oh, it actually is a ball cap.
Well, I don't think it is because of what happens to this character.
Well, that is true. But you can even see the outline of it.
I know! It's so obvious! Oh!
So you want some whipping?
It's dominatrix, sexy Arnie.
She's the sexy Arnie henchman. Henchwoman.
Yeah, when you're naughty, she whips you.
Yes.
But she'll whip you even if you've done good. It depends.
So essentially, she's sexy Andy number one.
Exactly.
It is like Anastasia, but with blonde hair.
Oh, hello, Anastasia.
I just pop up for no reason. Hello.
Did you teach this sexy Arnie to use the whip?
Yes. This is my twin sister.
The twin sister?
Yes.
Is this Nicola? No, that's a Nicola number three sexy Arnie.
I don't understand your weird word speed.
Okay. I'll
is she number one understudy?
Yes. I think we lost Colin.
He'll be back.
He'll better be back. I show up to make him laugh with my accent. Now go in this nice dentist chair and look at your bald cap. Madonna's in the news. She held a press
conference in Old York today where she said her marriage... Oh, please. Madonna doesn't want to be alone. And she's moving to Paris. The ex-pop superstar said simply she wants to be alone. Tragic, isn't it? George Appleton.
But why did she marry Tom Arnold?
Look at that wig.
This is for undercover mission wig. Oh, look, it's teen boy haircut.
I'll tell Dad about how you stole Bede's wig collection.
I mean, that's true.
We're having dinner, son. We're only having cereal.
Cereal for dinner again, son.
Oh, yay, Colin's back. Nope, Colin's gone.
No!
Is this Kraven virus infecting everyone's computers?
It is.
Damn, Kraven virus!
Does that say shock? Shakshuko? What kind of cereal is this?
It says, yo, charcuterie. You Krispies.
That is obviously a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be tricking her dad that it's her real hair.
That's a samurai cop wig.
It is.
Yo, what's up? Well, Alyssa Milano is a redhead? Let's go.
She's trying out for the role of Black Widow.
I mean, if the Avengers were made in like the 90s, she would probably be an option for that role, I could imagine.
Oh, these kids are about to get
for milk.
Choke slam.
25.
I'm gonna go choke
45.
Slam. I'm gonna go choke slam my kids real quick. I'll be right back.
Give him a tombstone pile driver. Oh, it's Bede again. Sorry.
Bede, get back to work. Quit eating chocolate bars in the roof.
I'm on my break. Shut up.
Is your break the whole length of your your shift?
25:47.
Whee! They could have just started their own wrestling league in this area. They could have just made money and it would have been great.
You know what? I think I figured out a connection from our last film, Ready to Rumble. These guys are also fans of Jimmy King, hence why they wanted to learn how to fight.
I could see Jimmy King being someone they look up to.
Or Robert Patrick is the brother of the promoter from Ready to Rumble.
Ooh, why not both? Yep. I like these ideas.
It actually goes well together.
Why are you younger than your adopted sons? But like a phoenix
rising from the ashes, I have a sense. He's like, do you like my big jacket?
Do you like my blonde streaks?
Do you like this vanilla ice look?
One day I'm going to be John Cena's dad and Peacemaker.
I was going to make that joke.
You see, Satori, no one.
I'm going to look old as shit.
Well, we're getting Peacemaker season 2. I think they're filming it later in the year, so that's exciting. Yep.
It is not in continuity with season 1, but it will be in continuity with the Superman movie.
So I think it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Robert Patrick totally knows exactly what type of movie he's in.
I think he was the only person who knew exactly what movie he was in.
Doing it for the paycheck.
Oh, this was so a paycheck movie. What's
going on? He's having it up for delicious effect.
Mm-hmm. Billy, run!
Give me that necklace. Stop them. Give me
Sorry.
All this for a friendship necklace.
Yeah, but it's big and gold and stuff.
They stole that necklace from Flavor Flav.
Yeah, and that's how the movie ends. He comes in and he's like, excuse me, I want my necklace back.
No, he'd be like, yeah, boy! And then want the necklace back. Professor Lee was wrong.
You've lost yourself. Who's Professor Lee? Is it their dad?
No, that's Professor Stanley.
Oh.
Excelsior!
I'm a professor.
Hello, it's me, the ghost of Stan Lee.
Oh, hello, ghost of Stan Lee.
Oh. Excelsior.
Excelsior! Whee! It's a good thing there's a whole bunch of ropes there.
Why wasn't Scott more fast in a John Wick movie?
Whee! I don't know. Is he still acting these days? I've seen him in TV stuff.
How is Jackie Chan not in this movie?
He's Megan Rush Hour.
Well, according to Wikipedia,
I think he was still trying to break into the market doing those, they kind of dubbed over the Jackie Chan movies to bring to America.
Why is he wearing a yarmulke?
I don't know. Why is he dressed like the Young Bucks?
That's topical.
Well, according to Wikipedia, he was on the TV show Nancy Drew for the last few years. So that's where he...
Whee! Because, Scott Wolf was, this massive, 90s heartthrob.
Yeah. And he's, 55 now.
Don't make me feel old.
I'm sorry.
I always feel old. It's fine.
I am old.
Oh, he put his hair in a... That line is a head case. After you closed his hair in the frickin' thing. No. I mourn for you. Wasn't until years later that I realized you would... Why does she have white hair that keeps moving?
Ooh, my
now chest. It's not white anymore.
Wax.
Yeah, she's got like white streaks in the back of her hair.
Yeah, but then they're at the front, then they're gone again.
It's almost like this movie had no continuity, like, person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. As a kid, when this came out on video, I used to watch it all the time. It was like my favorite.
Uh-oh.
Let me warm this up for you.
Oh, he's turning into Raiden.
Yeah. She's like, fuck, I'm done.
No, he's turned into Paper Man and Ghost Man. I mean, Shadow Man.
He's got Robert Patrick's gone from like being made of liquid metal to being made out of shadows.
Pretty much.
It's a pretty goddamn frightening Terminator, if you ask me.
Hey, look, it's Batman Shadow and Robin's Bane.
No, that's a bobo. No, that's a testicle.
Yeah, that's a testicle, man.
It is a giant testicle. I'll give you this beat.
He's no longer Bo a Bobo. He's now Bo a Ball Ball.
He is Ball Ball Ball. But it is kind of what the looks like in the game.
Yeah.
Not as testicle-y.
Testicle.
That's what Jake Paul can look like when he fights Tyson.
I hope Mike Tyson beats the crap out of him. I hope he bites his ears off.
Both of them.
Although something I think we should watch for this show is the Mike Tyson Mysteries. We should do like an episode where we watch like 3 or 4 episodes because they're only like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's bloody hilarious. I mean, a perverted pigeon is like a main character in the Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Made by Norm MacDonald.
Yeah,
I think. That was a wrestling ring back there. So, technically, yeah, they are wrestling fans.
Hmm. They just were too stupid to start their own organization because they didn't have a good wrestling promoter.
Yes.
It's Scott Wolf's fault. Wait a second, I'll stay
behind. Satori, just tell me how to turn this thing. Damn, Scott Wolf. Give it to me. Satori, don't let her have
it. He did too much partying with the 5. Now, B, did anybody have martial arts training before this movie?
Well, I mean, Bark de Cascos, obviously.
Because
he is a martial artist, but I don't think anyone else did, like Scott Wolf. Not from where we're standing.
Mm-hmm. And he trained. Did he train? I don't know.
I'm assuming he had to for this movie. I'll have to look this up. Damn shadow person.
He could have played us a good piano solo, but no.
Nope.
He looks like a fucking synth player from an 80s band.
That is so on point. Oops, he did a snap. He's still got the suitcase on his hair! Look! Oh my god.
There he goes. Don't do it. Let her burn.
Smoke.
I mean, he
smoke.
Can. That's one way to smoke.
Yep.
Why did she just climb over?
I don't know, Bede.
I love that they, like, live in a theater.
I mean, the place has gone to shit. They needed somewhere to live.
Uh oh.
Oh no. Climb over the fence, bitch.
It's like there's not bolt cutters to cut the fence or something.
Damn, they're that strong.
I mean, she's a ninja master. Why can't she just climb over the fence? Oh, now she got out.
Yeah, there was an opening at the top.
Give me the necklace. I want my friendship necklace.
No, if you don't have
your best friends.
If you don't have the other half, you're not best friends, truly.
Exactly. Well, that was useless getting her out if she's just basically just going to stay behind and sacrifice herself anyway.
Well, someone has to.
Oh, damn. He won
him. How are they ever going to learn to be double dragon brothers?
No, we got to save our sexy adopted mother.
their mother?
Adopted mother, yeah.
I think they said legal guardian?
The sexy arty legal guardian.
That's the one.
Quick, we gotta get out of here before our hairs catch on fire.
This is what happened when they played Blood Rain.
Damn.
They had the Uwe Boll movie festival and the cinema just exploded because it was so shit.
I mean, I knew the movie was a bomb, but this is ridiculous.
Wah-wah.
I didn't get a sound effect, so that is
I'll give you this because it was insulting Uwe Boll's movie. And in the case it wasn't, well, fuck you.
Also, why does Scott Wolf like he's, even though he's 55 now, he looks eternally 12 years old?
Some people got the youthfulness, I guess.
Yeah, he takes care of himself. Is that Terry Reynolds?
I don't think so.
I don't think her boobs are big enough.
Who is that? No.
Who's before she got the boobs?
It's Bane again. 3729.
That is Christina Wagner.
Whose gorilla is this?
Well, I'm not sure. 3731. Oh, look at that PlayStation 2 VR.
Yes.
Or whatever the fuck it was called.
Whoa!
That's Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Hey, guys, it's me, Graven. Have you guys seen any of my animals around here? I lost them.
We've ran into a few of our musical Craven, Craven, there are a few around.
Do you know where Stampy is? Because I haven't seen him today.
Yeah, me and Stampy were working on a new musical on Broadway. I'm thinking, I'm diving into my musical career. Me and all the animals are going to be working on a musical, and it's going to be super cool.
That's what happened to no wonder Stampy was like practicing some musical numbers as well.
We got Barry the gorilla.
Oh, hi, Barry.
He tap dances.
Ooh,
it's Casey Jones.
Then we got Kiki the alligator.
Ooh.
Oh,
She does a magic trick where she makes your leg disappear.
Sounds like something that a Ninja Terminator might have run into.
Oh, we're going to... no truth to the rumor that I may be the guy that have given all the geese guns. That's allegedly. We're going to put the geese in the show because they're going to do some skeet shooting. It's going to be super cool.
So they're only practicing right now.
And they also work at the prison where Louise is, because I'm going to see her frog, because the prison is, she's in prison, and the trial's coming real soon.
Yeah.
She's going to face her dead for trying to kill me.
I mean, I guess we'll see how the trial goes.
Well, I still reckon Musical Craven, you should have been on trial, but, you know, that's just me.
There's no proof I did anything wrong. It was everybody else but me.
Not the proof I've heard.
I mean, it still doesn't help. Sensitive Victor Crowley just keeps hugging everyone and we can't get him, to keep still.
Sensitive Victor Crowley should come see this guy.
Yes. Not Michael Berryman.
It was like his little cameo in this movie.
Damn it, we all just came here to see the Jimmy King match.
Well, they're going to be disappointed.
This is the undercard. Darby's going to put himself off the top of the balcony.
Wouldn't be surprised at this point.
That's who Robert Patrick is. He's Darby Allin's uncle.
I could buy that.
He was the one that was driving the car back in.
I was going to say, that arena looks like it was ready to host a New Jack match.
The Testy Lives.
That should be your Tubi movie.
The Testy Lives.
Huh. Look at his name outfits. Is Test. E.
Testy. He's feeling a bit testy today.
Testy Langston.
That looks like Joey Lawrence.
Which one?
All of them. Oh no, our sexy Arnie legal guardian is dead.
And they have to fix the Griswold card or Carl by themselves.
They gotta give it back to the Rock, Clark.
Is this the same LA as Escape from LA? Are they set in the same universe?
Feels like it. It was a weird time for these weird, like, post-apocalyptic type movies. They all kind of looked like this.
Yeah.
But they were all set, like, you know, in the 90s or 2000s for some reason. And now we're well past that, so it feels like we're really old.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
I mean, I remember watching this movie back when it came out, and it's like, ooh, 2007, that's ages away.
Now it's ages back.
Like, fuck that.
But she should have told us.
She should have told us.
Yeah, she told us about this magical medallion thing, yeah.
That's totally not an LA accent either. That's a Boston accent, New York, yo, Jersey accent.
I'm from New York. What are you talking about?
Double dragon, yo.
Yeah, hey, I'm getting a double dragon. Your fucking face.
Just get to the cash.
Oh my gosh, it's a double dragon.
The way you said dragon just killed me.
Dwagon.
Dwagon.
Wagon.
The wagon. So get it together, you look like hell. It's Mark the Cascos.
Muffy.
Yeah.
Don't, I'm going to sneak up on Pete. Don't let them know.
I'll do my best.
Now, baby Craven, you're being very naughty. I'm gonna have to pick you up and put you back in the naughty corner for putting Bede to sleep.
I don't want to go. No. You can't make me.
Well, we're going to have to. I mean, it's okay. Bede's asleep. His jokes are terrible, but you got to come. Come on. Ow.
Ow, no.
What are you doing to me, Baby Craven? I'm your robot.
Baby Craven, behave, and I'll give you some more weed drinks for my work.
Please do that, because it's very hard to wrangle this child.
Oh, speaking of...
Pete's still asleep.
Should we wake Pete up?
We might have to try.
How do we wake Pete up? I mean, he's fully
asleep. Oh,
slurred.
Look, a nerd!
Nerd! Fucking nerd! Oh, wait.
I think you punched him in your sleep.
Oh!
Now we know what Pete dreams about.
Yeah, I just heard nerd and I just came out of my coma.
Is he, are these like a mixture of like the gangs from the Warriors? Like,
yes.
What is happening?
These aren't the gangs from the Warriors. These guys are the Warriors.
Warriors,
terrible.
They're the Warriors.
The Warriors.
But you've got like a gang of like schoolboys dressed up, adult men dressed as schoolboys. You've got
time,
face painted. I don't know what's happening. think these guys like the Super Mario Brothers.
These are all the wrestlers from the WCW that Jimmy King was in.
I think these guys didn't get through the power plant at WCW.
Get on the bus!
Why is that one guy dressed like a preppy school kid?
Marcy, that was Angus Young. Leave him alone.
Yeah, when he did it, it was cool. Oh, it's the postman.
The postman always dies twice.
That was bad.
Oh, he's alive.
He survived only to be in an Uwe Boll movie. No,
wait a second. This is the Jaws theme park area.
No.
It is. It's the Jaws theme park section of Universal Studios.
It is, because I've been there.
Me too.
Well, where else are you going to film a movie like this? Wait, how did they get access to film there?
Open up. I just want to give you your mail.
But what are they all wearing?
We just want you to wear our outfits.
Look at that bike. That looks like a crash test dummy bike, like you'd get with those crash test dummy dolls.
I was gonna say, it does look like a crash test dummy toy. And I know, I used to have one. Oh,
see, it fell apart, just like the test dummy, crash test dummies.
Banging, yelling.
Oh, my eye!
I think he got ectoplasm in it.
Ew. Oh, he's upset.
That guy should have been played by Sean Gunn.
Hug.
That's yes. What he looks like.
Hug me. Hug me. Hug me. My eye hurts.
I got ectoplasm in my eye again.
Ow.
Whee! Where'd they get a speedboat? Why did they fall off?
Quick, we gotta get out. Quick, we gotta go to the King Kong ride.
This is Double Dragon, not Spy Hunter.
For real.
I don't remember.
Where did they get the jet skis?
I don't remember speedboats being in the video game.
That's because this they're not.
Battletoad.
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 Where did they get the outfits of the jet skis?
Oh, look, it's Hollywood.
This is the collapse of Dollywood. Wasn't pretty.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Hey, guys, look over there. It's Snake.
This movie would have been badass if Snake Plissken showed up randomly.
It's probably like someone needs to edit, like, Escape from L.A. and this movie together and see if anyone can tell the difference.
If Escape from L.A., like, shows up on Tubi at some point, that's such a Tubi movie. I mean, Bruce Campbell's performance alone in that movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah, this was around the time with, like, global warming and how everyone felt like LA was going to be underwater.
Yeah, it was either going to get flooded or, like, earthquakes were going to destroy it or something.
Yep.
That looks like a Cybertruck boat.
His Cybertruck boat.
It does. It's all weird and square.
No, no, Marcy, that's the Thunder from Thunder in Paradise boat.
Damn Hulk Hogan. We're cooked. Oh no! All the toxic waste.
We're like sitting dragons here.
Sitting dragons. Oh, that little area is turned into a fire island.
Oh, come on. No, yeah, you get the buzzer.
But not as big a disaster. Come on, guys. We only want you to try out the Willy Wonka experience.
the unknown blowing them. The unknown got jet skis.
Damn it, how are we going to get paid for the... damn it, I guess we're not going to get money from him for the experience now.
Target destroyed.
Target.
That guy was not in shape enough to be in that wetsuit.
It's like what happens if you jump in the Yarra River.
Yeah. Your hair falls out of your diary.
Here's a Melbourne joke for the podcast.
Yes. As long as we still got our friendship medallion, we're all good. Look at this fucking news nerd. Oh!
5125. Apparently we need a new little sheep pet thing.
That looks like lamb chops. That's some robot shit Graham would love.
Graham, oh my god, Graham it might be lamb chop. I
want that so bad.
Robo.
Oh, we're back on channel 69 at 51:30.
Channel 69.
That guy looks like Jim Cornette.
Did somebody say Honky Cornette or Jim Cornette? Because that guy blocked me.
Well, first of all, I thought they said J.R. Crockett. That's me.
Oh, it's my favorite, what do you call it? My favorite rival wrestling promoter.
Well, that's true, because, you know, at the moment, we're rivals, mainly because I got Anastasia out of jail, and she's out there wrestling full-time in the AEW, and while your client, Louise, is still rotting in prison.
Yeah, but that's because it's the prison league, and she's has not gone to trial yet, so we gotta see. Whoa, that's a sexy Annie right there.
Oh, I may have to hire her for my wrestling troupe.
I'm more interested in hiring that guy with his vanilla ice look.
I think so, too.
I think I might have to book him versus Louise in the prison match later on.
It could be a hair versus hair match.
I don't know. They both got some pretty good hair. I wouldn't want to lose the hair.
That's true. But anyway, though, even though we're wrestling promoters, we got to get back to work. Because I got to go get Louise. You got to get Louise ready for her upcoming match. Our rematch against the Fabulous Moolah. While I also got to get Anastasia ready for her wrestling match against Barry Horowitz.
These are some very random wrestling matches right now, but I'm down with that. That's why we get the butts in seats. Take that, Tony Schiavone.
Exactly. So we'll see you all later. Bye.
Now, don't tell that guy I'm going to book this Terminator Vanilla Ice guy. I think he's going to be the new champion of the promotion.
Oh, you can't do that. Like, he was going to use him.
Yeah, but I'm sneaky. I'm the Honky Cornette.
Oh, okay.
I whipped away J.R. Crockett from my talent with my tennis racket, because that's still the style.
You pay more, right?
Allegedly, yes. We go with a blank check, baby. And I might book these two dudes. They should be tag team champions in the Double Dragon.
Two white me baby face.
They look so baby-faced, thing we can make it work. What is this? Google's office employment?
I think that's
mini golf. Oh.
It faded the testicle.
I think J.R. Crockett's gonna book that testicle guy for a match.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm back because I need to find a replacement for Triple H, so I'm gonna hire a Bobo Ball.
Well, that makes sense. I'm going to go hire the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, you do that, and I'm also going to hire Vanna White and George Hamilton. So we'll see
you later. Oh, that's going to be a good match. I'll see you later.
See you. Bye.
I told you everything.
Where did they get spinach from?
They got it from Popeye, Marcy.
I did not expect you to say that.
Well, everyone associates Popeye with
Spinach. I know, but it was too clever for you what you usually do.
I bring out the odd one here and there. Oh, he just farted. Ugh.
I don't know, lots of certain greens do make you very gassy, and they say it's good for you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Is that Kaiko Kaibu? Is he letting off the gas again? He partied too hard. It's right there. No, the background looks like they could have filmed this in Melbourne with all the shitty spray paint everywhere.
Sorry, dudes, I got the Taco Bell shits.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's understandable. You did party and...
I was so drunk, it was 2 a.m., I needed a chalupa.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, it's good to see, I mean, other than suffering from the taco shits, at least you're looking very well today, Taco Kaiju.
It's even worse because they're ghost taco shits.
Mm. Oh my god.
Hashtag ghost taco shits.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just moving on from that.
Oh, look at those 90s hats and outfits.
Look at that gang.
Oh my gosh, we're on the set of a Nickelodeon 90s show.
I want to see Mike Tyson punch all those kids out.
It's Mike Tyson's mega kid punch out the game. Oh shit.
Oh my gosh, Mike the Cuscus's hair has gotten even more 90s.
It's so 90s boy haircut.
Wait a second. With Alyssa Milano's hair, does that count as the bowl haircut?
Yes, it's very, yes. It's kind of bowl-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, I think Scott Wolf has more of a bowl cut, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right. This dog needs to sit on my lap. He's a big fan of this movie.
Yes.
He's a bit needy since Stampy's got to practice the musical numbers for the Broadway show.
He's going to star in the remake of this, and it's going to be called Doggy Dragon.
No, it's going to be called Double Freddy's.
Hello, Freddy. Well,
we would. Do you like the movie, Freddy?
Freddy needs to see Mersh. Yeah. Have you tried no, he's yawning.
Colin saw Rocky last night.
Oh, Rocky. Did he try climb on the fridge? We've never tried. I can't believe he does that. What a cheeky boy.
Luckily, Freddy doesn't die out of climb fridges.
Well, he's a dog. Cats are a bit different.
That hasn't stopped dogs before.
Oh, you're going to knock over my microphone, Freddy.
With the power of the friendship medallion.
Oh my god. Do you want to be held like a baby? What do you want, Freddy? Ugh. Hi.
Well, this is why you need to sign up as a Patreon member, so you get to see videos of Freddy.
Oh, for real. It's patreon.com/thesupernetwork. You can sign up for $1 a month. Actually, I've got a goal, a reward goal.
Ooh.
So from... Oh, look, it's the Oxy machine. You get all your drugs in there. Actually, I think it is, because they had breathing things. Yeah, I'm not touching that shit again. Go to your bed, Fred. Okay, so I had an idea. Starting now, or yes. When this episode comes out, or just now, no, from now, if we get another 10 more subscribers, I reckon we all pick someone from Murder Size and do that as a dress up.
Ooh.
So I have to look at my tits. No, that's me. I've got the tits, Colin.
So do I.
Mine are bigger than yours, dude.
True.
Colin, you can be the one who has the outfit that doesn't look like it is a...
Yeah, wear the, like, Borat-looking outfit. We should do a murder-sized dress-up after 10 more subscribers.
Oh, there's that butt shot.
Here we go for the butt shot.
Damn.
Okay, have we?
Yeah, you know what?
Ooh, have we lost Batch, or is it just me? No, it's just me. Yes.
They're like, let me get that edge.
No, it's not Alyssa. It's not Alyssa Milano. It's Ass-Lyssa Milano.
I've got that a sound for that. And she is she's the only like
love it
main charmed member who I haven't met yet.
Save here.
No, I was gonna say you'd be the same.
Fred,
I don't know what you want. I'm don't make it weird. I just need to deal with the dog for a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a second. Baby Craven's not here, so, like, he already appeared. He's gone now. Yeah. He's going to try to stop sneaking up on me, because it's not like I can't see him sneaking up on me.
Dude, this weed seltzer tastes like root beer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's he put so me awesome. In a sleeper headlock, so I have to be careful next time. Look at the size of these air vents.
Look at the size of Alyssa Milano's tits. Fuck those air vents. You're telling me that you're the one that organized the games. Is that another? You see, he's like, fuck yeah, dude.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Just Robert Patrick being cool.
Ah.
Yeah. Hey, baby Mersh, what's up?
Hi, Mersh.
She's upset like because she has to go to the vet next week.
No.
Oh, honey. I know.
Alyssa Milano, I mean, Mersh wants to do Alyssa Milano and show her butt to everybody on video.
Yeah, but her butt's not as good as Alyssa Milano's.
What are they trying to use? Magnets?
Yes, they're going to use magnets to get the other friendship medallion.
Look at all this money this guy's about to offer him.
Damn it, it's not bison dollars.
How are they going to get the necklace dollars through those grates? How are they going to get the necklace through the grates of the air vent?
Well, it's big enough that they can put that weird pin thing down there.
How does anyone not notice it?
Well, she's noticed it now.
Oh, she has, yes.
Yeah, she can see.
It took her 10 minutes to notice it.
Well, now they've given it away.
I think this movie needs to be a best hair nominee.
This definitely. 100%. This has,
100%.
This has best costume. This has going to be nominated for a lot of awards. But I think we've got a lot of really good award contenders so far, and we're only in March. Like, it's still March. We'll be in April soon. So we've done pretty well for this year.
Bah. How have they not followed through that figure? I can imagine that great. That is not.
Well, they literally just.
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, it's made out of plastic. They could have just fallen through at any time.
They held on just a little bit longer.
Flash.
Wait, you don't have red hair? How did I not know this?
What?
No, I mean the cop. He's probably thinking like, "Wait, my daughter has blonde, doesn't have red hair."
Yes, sorry, I forgot it was her dad.
Oh, come on, their hands would be all cut up to shreds.
They'd have rope burn.
Well, that's the thing. Elevators, like, it's metallic, so if you had the slide down an elevator cable, it would cut up your head.
It's movie logic, Pete.
Well, that is true. Oh, they went through the elevator. And somehow,
only in a movie would a man with the hairstyle like Robert Patrick has in this movie would be, you know, a main bad guy business dude.
Damn shadow person.
What is this place? He's a shadow puppet
guy.
It's where
the shadows. It's where the shadows get. Oh, shit.
Oh, she's whipping. Whip it real good.
I was about to say that.
I don't think it was Double Dragon. I think it was one of the other fighting games. You could get a whip for a weapon.
It was Final Fight.
Was it or Streets of Rage?
Yeah, I think Streets of Rage.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, it was some of these ones. I don't think Double Dragon had that. Well, I'll give it this, like, side-scrolling fighting games can be really hard because they amp up that difficulty after you get through the first level.
She got freaked out from seeing a dead body, even though she just saw the other guys lift the, Oh, zombie!
Oh!
It's a crossover with my show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, which you can listen on all podcast streamers everywhere by the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
It's basketball zombie.
Basketball zombie.
It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Hi there. Did you miss me?
That zombie can talk.
It's music.
How can she not see him behind there?
Ugh. No, and it's tiny. And his name's Tower.
Wax. You've been annoying me for far too long. Kimbo? What? I think how? I'm gonna kill you
now. Yeah, how does he know who they are?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Whacking.
Worrying.
Oh no, it's
he possessed him, that's right.
It's Robert Patrick this entire time. Imagine going from being a character with the most groundbreaking, greatest special effects of all time with Terminator 2, and they're doing the special effects for this movie.
Yeah, well, this movie clearly didn't have, like, you know, that kind of stuff behind it.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what the budget to this movie was.
$2.
I mean, that's probably true. Yeah. Okay, the budget for this movie was $7.8 million, and it only made $4.2 million at the box office.
And being that it costs that much, that's why the effects are crap.
Yep. But to be fair, though, $7 million US in 94 is probably like, I don't know,
$15 million award. Compare it to the budget of Terminator 2. There's a massive difference. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not that bad, but yeah.
I like how basically Robert Patrick basically turns into Peter Pan's shadow in this movie.
Pretty much.
He totally does.
What's this guy?
He's Metal Zombie Head.
Hey everyone, it's me, Brock Connors, legendary stunt man.
Oh, you sound different than last time.
Well, actually, that's a very funny thing. The last time I was on this show, one of the stunts I did wrecked my voice box, so I had to have a robot voice box from the last time I was. Oh, my lung fell out of my body. I better put that back in. Sorry about that.
Do you have a big, like, metal plate in your head like that guy?
Oh, well, actually, my whole body is essentially almost metal plated, like, from top to bottom. Oh. Even my eyes are metal plated, Marcy.
Is your dick metal plated as well?
Oh, well, actually, no.
You might want to pick that up.
Yeah, oh yeah, my dick just fell off. I gotta put it back on.
Oh, so it isn't metal. There we go.
Well, I'm gonna have to get a metal one now.
Oh.
And also, I worked as a stuntman on this film, so It's essentially, I dealt with all the explosions. I got some good amount of propane because propane is what you need. And I've helped out with all having everything explode in this movie. And I also did the stunt work for the giant testicle. Because that was... Whoa. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, gee. Oh, I lost both my legs. Hold on. I gotta sticky tape them back up. Give me one trick.
Dude, I think some of your, like, intestines are hanging out as well.
Oh, that's here. See, when you've been the stuntman business as long as I have, it's never easy. You just tend to, like, fall apart most of the time.
Oh.
But I'm still out there doing it, and... doing a good job of it. That's why I still get hired for a lot of movies.
Wait, you still get work?
Oh yeah, I do.
Did they throw you down the stairs in John Wick 4?
Oh yes, I was Keanu Reeves' stunt double in that scene. And also, when they threw me down the stairs, no point. By the time I got to the very last step, literally
Jerry the gorilla just shot you.
Oh, no. Well, this happens to me at least 20 times a day. Oh, there's a really big hole he left in me. Hold on. I got to get more sticky tape for it.
That was a squib, right?
Sure.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either.
Yeah, but like I said, when I got to the bottom of those steps in John Wick 4, it was funny though, because literally every part of my body was on each step on the way down.
Didn't they just have to full Frankenstein monster repair you for that?
Oh yeah, that's how it works, Marcy, and that's how it all works. I mean, it's the stunt game; you have to expect that. But you know, I just brush it off with my right hand, which is on my left hand right now, and then I just go on with my day and go to the next job.
I mean, this is kind of what happens because you... Whoa.
Oh.
You're letting off some toxic gas there.
Oh, yeah, that actually came out... Oh, that was a hole above my lung, so that's where it came out of. Oh, wait a minute, that's... Oh, wait, that's actually a hole. That's actually my anus. They stitched it there.
Oh. I think you need to go get that looked at.
I mean, you have been a stuntman since the days of Buster Keaton, which was the silent era, so you're very old.
Yeah, I am very old, but you know, as an old man, I know how to kick it, so. And that's why I gotta get back to the game, because like I said, I'm working on Tom Cruise's next movie, because he says he does all the stunts, but it's actually really me. But anyway, though, I'll talk to you all later. Bye. My scalp fell off my head. Sorry.
See, I knew he didn't put that metal plate on his scalp properly.
No.
Ugh.
Someone hand him a stapler.
I like how basically he just keeps falling apart, literally, and somehow he's fine with it.
And he crashes into stuff. And
yeah.
We just replaced that table.
It's the American Gladiators.
Hey, maybe we can get the stuntman to do an episode of Gladiators.
I think that might have to be an idea.
He gets hit once, he just explodes.
There really is a gang of mailmen. Oh wait, it's the same one. Is it the same extras as before?
Hello, everybody. It's me, Toby.
You saw that there was some whipping going on, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Marcy. I do love a bit of whipping. I mean, when my beloved Louise was out here with me, she would whip me all the time, and I'm just so sad. Oh, no. I'm about to cry. I'm about to cry ectoplasm. I'm so sorry.
Dude, you just got it all over the... Dude, I've got the gorilla butler is here. I'm trying to make a good impression.
I gotta wear this outfit to work tomorrow. Come on, dude.
Oh, Miss Milana.
Dude, it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Wagging. Whacking. Oh no, don't say that. He's gonna get horny again.
I deserve that one. I deserve that.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Every time I think of Louise, I just can't help it but cry.
Well, the good news is the trial's coming up in the next couple weeks on this podcast. We can get this resolved once and for all.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I want her back in my life. I'm so rosy sad. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Damn, that's one sad ghost.
It is.
One sad ghost.
Ah, that is one good-looking testicle.
Speaking of whacking.
He's going to whack off to that postcard.
With all the amount of jizz that's inside his body, he's, like, ready to go since he is a giant testicle.
He's only now seeing what he looks like. He's very disturbed.
That's what, actually, Toby's testicles look like, because they're that full of ectoplasm.
Does he have really bad blue balls, even though he jizzes all the time?
Yes. He died with blue balls, Marcy, so he's forever got blue balls.
Oh, okay, that checks out.
And speaking of blue balls, there's Scott Wolf in his blue outfit.
Scott Wolf gives me blue balls.
Oh!
Damn. Oh, slow motion for some reason.
Then all of a sudden the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rock up.
I don't think he's your brother anymore. And they used real glass for that scene.
Cry me a river.
He got exiled to New Japan.
And that was that part of House of Torture.
Wow, what a comeback, Dragonfly. Don't call me Dragonfly. Don't call me Dragonfly. Only my friends can call me Dragonfly. You don't use that word.
Dragonfly.
Only double dragons can use that word.
Yeah, you can kind of see the difference that Mark Dacascos knows what he's doing if he's going to, like, lay down some kicks.
Yes. Or just fuck you up.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, he was one of those, like, massive crushes I had growing up. Do you know the
story of Romulus and Remus? Remus.
That's some bad ADR there.
They're my children because I am the god of all Mars. That's what my name means.
Yes. You're a princess of Marcy.
I'm the god of war.
Yes. See.
Look, there's the double dragon game!
It's like, they can't do that, have a actual video game within the movie. Oh, wait a minute, Uwe Boll did it with House of the Dead, never mind.
This year, if Uwe Boll hears all the shit I'm talking about him, he is really going to challenge me to a fight.
Wait till the episode of Bean vs. the Living Dead drops out that you guessed it on, Marcy. I'm totally tagging him in it.
You should.
Oh, he doesn't want that friendship bracelet anymore. But the friendship bracelet wants him!
It's given him the glow. It's the power.
Power of the double dragon.
So you know what movie needs to be on Tubi? Speaking of having the glow.
Who's that?
The Last Dragon.
Ooh.
Yes, how is that not on Tubi?
I'm just waiting because I want to do that movie for this show so bad.
Take that, Scott Wolf. You will never get 50,000 points on Double Dragon.
I was waiting for someone to make the 50,000 points of Double Dragon joke. Finally! Finally unlocked the power of the medallion. And why is the wizard not on Tubi?
It should. So, give me the medallion,
or Jimmy dies. Oh! That scared the shit out of me.
The phone's ringing.
Well, there's only one person that could be.
I don't want to answer it. Let it ring.
Marcy, you might have to answer it. It's just going to keep ringing.
I don't know. Hello? Stay there. Hello?
Hang up.
Hello, it's me, Louise Lasser. How is everybody doing?
We thought we were safe this week.
Oh, honey, you can never be safe from me, even when I'm in jail.
How's your wrestling matches going?
Oh, honey, I've been bulking up a lot. I'm almost as bulked as that giant testicle that you're watching in your movie right now.
Well, I heard you're going to have a match against it later on.
Well, that's what I mean, honey, because I mean, if I'm going to have to fight a giant testicle in jail, I need to bulk up and be the exact same size as it. So I got some bulging muscles and some bulging biceps, and also my boobs are also bulging as well, and also my hairdo is also bulging too.
Louise, you really need to have Toby visit you, because he keeps ectoplasming
really
and
sad.
Crying.
He's beyond really sad right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Well, he does visit me, but he always cries, and it makes me upset.
Take me on.
This is why also I've been getting some special medication from my honey bunch, Toby.
Oh, what kind of medication?
It's called ectosteroids.
Oh,
steroids made out of ectoplasm. So not only do they help you bulge up so you could look like a blue ball testicle, but also they have a bit of a salty taste to them as well.
What is happening in this movie right now?
Oh, this looks like me when I'm going to team up with Tammy Stitch, and we're also going to go up against Alondra Blaze and also Stable in the Women's Prison Wrestling League.
Okay then. I have no comment on that. I got nothing.
I've already got the world's number one women's prison wrestling championship, so I'm doing the next best thing and going after the tag team title.
Oh. Well, there's that testicle you're gonna fight.
Oh yes, I'm gonna fight that testicle. I'm gonna punch it so hard he's gonna ectoplasm everywhere.
Is it a ghost testicle?
That's what all ghost testicles look like, honey. Have you seen Toby's? Like, look at the size of his blue balls.
But also, you should not bring a golf club to a sword fight.
Well, that is also true, honey. But, you know, sometimes a golf club has its benefits, but, you know, that's a whole different story right there. But anyway, I gotta get going because the goose guards are looking at me very suspiciously, and they've got guns, which I know that Wanker Craven gave them, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I am so confused. Oh, geez. Geese.
Oh, geez. Whoa. Louise, be careful in the prison. The geese are getting crazy.
Oh.
Pump it.
Come on, choke that shit.
Why is there just random netting in the middle of the floor? I mean, the...
Bean, how do you start a generator?
Well, what you do is you grab the cord, and you do this. You keep doing that. And pump it, and pump it, and pump it, and pump it, and then eventually it turns on.
Yeah.
Just like that pumping on?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, they've got the power of the double dragon.
Mersh, they got
Robin
the double
Patrick
dragon.
Just did a rock, just with the eyelid. With the eye.
Yeah, but now they're going to get fancy new outfits.
In the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, that's how it always works. And they're in their signature colors.
Go, go, double dragon. Oh! Oh, she's talking to her from the afterlife, where Toby is.
Sexy Auntie Zordon.
Hashtag that.
Hashtag Sexy Auntie Zordon.
Yes! Fucking hell.
Hello there, it's me, the Toby. I see that you have met my new girlfriend, the Sexy Auntie Zordon.
Oh!
She died early in this movie, and then she came to the afterlife, and she and I hit it off, so we're going on a date.
So, are you saying she likes pesto?
Oh, honey, she likes all the pesto. She likes when I do this with the pesto. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Why are you hitting yourself?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean... Oh, there's a pesto for her. Oh, she loves a pesto, so that's why I'm going to give her some more and some pasta. So, there we go. I am sorry, I didn't mean to. Or maybe I did, but that doesn't matter. But anyways, though, I got to go on my date with sexy Auntie Zorda, and I talk to you all later. Bye, Bob Lee.
See ya, look forward to hearing about that date. You know, after all the trouble I've caused you, it dawned on
me. The New Angeles Police Department is woeful. We don't want any Vanilla Rice ripoffs in this town. $129 million.
This is what happens when you can possess a rich person's body. You give funding to all the underfunding places. Why does he look like he's full of dog shit on his shirt?
Oh, that was easy. We could have arrested him this entire time.
Yeah, but they didn't have the power of the Double Dragon until now.
That is true. These two are like if Bill and Ted had new karate.
Now they're gonna go have a threesome dragon.
Threesome dragon.
I think that's what they call the triple threat.
He's the third player.
Oh, wait a minute. So does this mean that Louise,
enter player
Toby,
three?
Does that mean that Louise, Toby, and Ninja Terminator Toby are a frupple dragon?
Fuck off.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it, but it's funnier with.
You think I'm bad? Wait till you meet my lawyers. Robert Patrick's having way too much fun in this movie.
For real.
I wish I could ton of money just to play it over. Like, get a paycheck role where I played the villain and disappears over the top as much as I want to.
I saw you in Nicky Kinnicky, by the way.
Hey!
Talk about that.
Yes. Well, I'm in Ricky Stenicky twice, apparently.
Oh.
You appear in the background twice.
Yep. It's almost like there was no continuity in that movie either.
Well, it's easy to spot your head.
Well, that is true. My head is pretty recognizable. All right, we're going to get inside our Ghostbuster mobile car.
Oh, it's that big tit. Is that big testicle?
It's a bauble.
I was just wondering if I could hang out with you guys for a change.
Hi, it's me, Creature the Jar. I see that you met my cousin, a bauble.
That's me. I'm a bauble.
Yes, he's my cousin. He lives in a separate jar, but he got some of those ecto steroids, and now he's all bulged up.
I'm so bulked up that I had to leave the jar.
Yes. Well, that's why I'm a little jealous of Bobo, because you got yourself a body, and I still need a body.
I mean, I look like a testicle, but it'll do for now.
Yes. But I guess in the meantime, though, I'll just have to stick with just being in the jar and making people horny.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna keep taking these ectoplasm steroids.
Yes.
That was weird.
Oh no, Bear's driving. How could that be?
I'm driving them all the way to hell.
Hey, alien dude, tickets to Pearl Jam.
Hey, they're henchmen for hire. I might need henchmen.
Well,
hire them.
Don't let Craven know if they're available. He doesn't need henchmen.
Yes.
No, we got to make sure he focuses on this Broadway musical production.
It's going to be a big hit, and it's not going to go wrong at all.
And coming up next, it's Twin Dragons.
Oh, there's Twin Drag. Actually, coming up next is Double Dragon, the animated show.
Yes.
Then Twin Dragons, then Showdown, then Wizards of the Lost Kingdom, and another movie we've done for this show, Sergeant Kabuki Man. Sergeant Kabuki Man. Yes. And that's the show for this week.
It is.
Where we got an injection of some Double Dragons, or in Louise's case, a Thruple Dragon.
Yes.
The Thruple Dragon.
The Thruple Dragon. And as our usual wrap-up, you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms. Just look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and you can head to supermarcy.com for all the other podcasts we do, as well as 2B Tuesdays, and you can check out the link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast. And as previously mentioned, you can see the video version of this podcast on the Patreon, so you can always join that. And as we kind of said before, if we get 10 more subscribers, it'll be a murder size dress-up party or something, as determined by me. And Super Marcy, me personally, I'm on all your social medias under Super Marcy. Letterboxd, it is Super_Marcy. And check out After Dark with Super Marcy. That is a podcast that I do as well. And I can't be bothered talking forever with where everything is. Bead.
Well, if people want to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bead Jemide. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and along with all the other awesome podcast that you and I co-host together, Marcy. And also you can listen to my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off show, Bean and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. And I think Mersh agrees with me on that.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. And Batch.
You find me on WebTales every Tuesday, part of the Pop4D Network, where we recap classic issues with The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Follow Pop4D on the Facebooks, and follow me on the X at Pop4DBatch and Craven at CravenPop4D.
And Colin.
You can find me and Mersh on Trash Panda Podcast right now. We're every other week on Thursdays, and TrashPandaPodcast.com.
Exactly. And of course, the link tree, I believe I have it updated, so it should have all of our links and everything else. And tune in next week, where we will be starting a new month of Tubi, I believe, and it'll be Batch's pick, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, boy.
It's Hobo and Shotgun.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's hope they don't take it off Tubi.
Yes.
Have some.
If it's not on Tubi, we'll figure something else out. But next week, Hobo with a Shotgun.
Excellent. Hell yeah. Looking forward to it. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Take care. Bye bye.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
2007. Los Angeles. The city has changed. Cops rule the day. Punks rule the night. And one man wants to rule them all. There's only one thing he needs to succeed.
This is only half.
Find me the other half now.
And look who's got it.
It magnifies the power inside you. This half gives power over the body.
Now, two brothers will stop at nothing to protect their half.
Look out!
And a madman will stop at nothing to possess it.
You're gonna love this.
Let's have some fun.
Who wants gum?
If they succeed, they're heroes. But if he does, their history.
Time to skin you guys.
T2's Robert Patrick,
Scott Wolf, Mark DeCascos, and Alyssa Milano, Double Dragon.
You said it.
We don't really have to wear these, do we?